Our guest in the cafe this morning is Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, immediately after Christmas, of course, comes New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And with New Year, the New Year comes New Year's resolutions.
Resolutions, yes. You know, when I was coming over thinking of things to do, Christmas comes and goes so quickly, but New Year's resolutions, it's one of those things. I haven't made one in several years because I'm never able to stick to it.
Really?
I know.
Imagine that.
Well, and so I was looking at things, you know, and I went over some numbers, and I was looking at some articles that I found, and Americans that make resolutions, only 45% actually even attempt to make them anymore. Mm-hmm. And then those that actually think that they've achieved them, there's only 8%. So the numbers, that's not a whole lot of, I mean, not very many make them anymore, but even less actually.
Not a real high rate of success.
Right.
There. Well, what's your point of view then on New Year's resolutions? Should we just not even bother anymore?
No, I think they're a good idea. You know, if there's something that you want to change in your life, you want to better something in your life, taking the steps is a good idea. But oftentimes when people set out a resolution, they make a very broad goal. And so long-term goals can be broad. But if you're wanting to actually make a change in your life, you need to make short-term goals with steps and do little things that can actually help you achieve that goal. You know, if you have something that's so broad, you take a huge step, more than likely it's either going to scare you or you're not going to succeed, and you're going to sink back in further to where you were. Whereas if you take small steps and you do small things, you're more likely to achieve those. It may take you longer, but you're actually going to make some step forward.
Now, and of course, as far as New Year's resolutions are concerned, and some people say, well, I'm just not going to bother with that, but it does make some sense in that it's after the holidays, and you shouldn't be trying to change dramatic things during the holidays.
Right.
You have some time off to sort of regroup, and then it is a new year, so it makes some sense to have a new start.
Sure.
At the beginning.
Right.
Of
well,
the new year.
I found the top 10s from last year, from 2015,
yeah.
You know, and they're the common ones everyone thinks of. You know, lose weight was number one,
yep.
Get organized, save more money, spend less money, enjoy life more, spend more time with family. But those were all very broad. And so you can see why the numbers, you know, if you just say, I want to lose weight, well, there's so many different ways you can do that. And so actually achieving that, you need to lay out a plan, come up with a plan. And with all of them, you need to come up with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you actually achieve them.
There are specific steps that have to be taken to achieve that broad goal.
Right.
It's just a question of what are those specific steps.
Right. And so a lot of times when people set a New Year's resolution, it's like, oh, I'm going to do this. And it's kind of just a thought. But if it's something you actually want to change, you know, set up a plan. Set up reminders in your calendar. Do something that's actually going to help you achieve that goal if it's truly something you want to maintain.
Mm-hmm. Have to be intentional about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. In those statistics that you provided me, something I thought was kind of surprising myself was that younger people tend to do better than older people on
right.
resolutions.
I saw that too. Yeah. And what you're referring to is people in their 20s, of those that actually set a resolution, 39% say that they achieve it at the end of the year, whereas people over 40 drops down to 14%, people over 50, it drops down to 14% that actually achieve it. And so, you know, there is an age difference, and, you know, I'm sure someone knows why.
Hmm. Well, I think maybe your habits are harder to break.
Sure.
The older you get, maybe that's part of
right.
it. But I would have thought that younger people would be less resolute, less disciplined, you know, but just shows what I know. Right? And I think the article refers to the results that people who are optimistic and who have a positive outlook.
And, you know, it's funny. I was reading an article the other day, and it was talking about there was a World Series photo from the 40s, and the players that were smiling in the photo lived an average of 7 years longer than the players that were not smiling in the photo. And I thought that was pretty interesting,
that
you know?
Is
so
fascinating.
Those happy ones added some years to their life.
Of course, that's just a snapshot, but still, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
It probably is indicative of their general personality. Yeah.
Right. And so I found another article that was just going over small steps that can help you achieve becoming a more positive person. You know, waking up in the morning, you know, put a post-it note on your mirror that just tells yourself to smile. Make a conscious effort to smile more. Everyone knows a smile is contagious. You smile at me, I smile back. And it spreads. And so make a conscious effort to smile more. Be mindful of the world around you. Actually, take time to enjoy. You know, if you're somewhere with family and friends and you're having a good time, take a moment to actually feel that emotion and feel being happy.
Savor it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it sticks with you longer when you actually take the time to enjoy what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And say things that you like about yourself. It's okay to, you know, have those positive talks with yourself. I think about the Saturday Night Live when I think of this, but it's true. If you talk positive to yourself, you know, you're going to start to live that. So just the small things that you can do.
Sarah, I think we have our marching orders for the
well,
new year.
I hope it helps.
I think.
You know, I hope people sit back and think about it and try to be a little bit more positive.
I think it will. It's helped me already.
Well, good.
I feel better already. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Oh,
with
thank
us.
You so much.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.